Hi, everyone. Thank you for that introduction. I'm kind of a little bit nervous, so keep it with me. I think my story begins in 2012, where my mom, she threw me out all because she was neglecting me and abandoning me. But it's kind of weird because when I came to Baltimore, I found a family that actually did want me and loved me and cherished me and treated me like an actual member. So I would like to start off with a story about my grandmother that passed in 2017. When she passed, it felt though like I lost someone that gave me unconditional love and gave me hope and gave me strength and understood me. And when she died, it just took a part out of me. I started to become cold and mean and even manipulative. I used to blame my problems on everyone else, but it was me. And half the stuff, half the drama that I started, I just look back and be like, you was just a dummy. But when she died, it made me look more at my character. And Presley Ridge had a big impact, but I wasn't a troubled youth. I wasn't a bad person. I just always try to find a way to cut corners in life. And I think that has always been my problem. So when my grandmother died, I had to look at myself. And I had to stop becoming manipulative. I had to stop telling lies to myself and to also to the people that I care about. And the first lie I had to stop telling was that my mom was dead. Y'all, I know that's a bad lie, but sometimes you have to tell that type of lie to get yourself through these days. And once I finally told the truth that my mom ain't dead, that the real reason why I'm in foster care is because she just didn't want me. And when I accepted the truth, it wasn't nothing wrong with it. And I think now I can look back at it and say, thank God. I just don't know what to say. Like, just thank God that I made it through it in life. And I've always had the community of Baltimore to be my saving grace. What they say about it takes a community to raise a child, that is true. It took a community to raise me. I was hell on wheels at one point. But I really, really don't regret my time, my past 7 years in the system. And as of January 2020, I will be turning 18. And I think what I really want to do with my life is to help other youth like us. No one understands our type of feelings. No one understands that emptiness, that alone, that scaring process. No one understands that. And no offense to y'all social workers, but y'all don't understand either. I know that this is a job that y'all be like, oh my God. Y'all got like 300 caseloads. This kid a five-starter. This kid's doing this and that kid doing that. But I really want all of you to understand that foster kids are not bad. They are just hurting. They are just in pain like the rest of us. And I think that at the end of the day, we all need to give foster kids just a chance. And I'm not talking about the babies. I'm not talking about the little toddlers. I'm talking about the 17-year-old that is getting molested by her uncle. The 18-year-old boy that just can't eat anymore. The 9-year-old boy that just really needs someone to talk to. I'm talking about these kids that have to put up a fight every day to make it through life. And I think that we need to stop looking at these kids as troubled kids and that parents didn't do this and mom and dad need to go harder on the kids. Y'all need to talk to them. No matter how many times it takes, y'all need to talk to them. Because the director of Presley Ridge, God, she talked to me almost every day, y'all. Like, I'd be like, just leave me alone. But you can't say that, y'all. Like, I just think, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be funny, but this is the God honest truth. I am just grateful. I'm grateful to the community. I'm grateful to Presley Ridge. I'm grateful to my school, NACA. I'm grateful to some of my family members. I'm grateful for my foster mother. I'm grateful for all the opportunities that y'all have given me, because at the end of the day, y'all have made me a better young man in life. And I think that I will always owe that to y'all. And don't ever repeat these words ever again. Thank you, everyone.